So, whatever. Okay, first off, thank you very much to Rabbi Brand, to the Rebbetzin, for sponsoring this week's learning. Should be Nishma Sarabas Yosef, Sarabas Mordechai Pinchas HaKoyin. Should be Mimei Meot Zosher for us and all of Klai Yisrael Mirtz Hashem. Should be Saris Tovus and Eretz from Eretz Yisrael Mirtz Hashem. Also, Lili Nishmas, our women's Beit Midrashah, Mrs. Grejauer's first shart side is this Shabbos, Daniel Sabas Eliezer Sarah Levi. Here we go, let's start off page one. Page one is the Kol Menachem, the Kol of the Rebbe, Zechus HaGnalenu, who passed away not too long ago. The Kol of the Rebbe, his Beis Midrash in Mattersdorf. I had a great, great Zechus. Anytime I wanted to go, try to go to Eretz Yisrael, just to go see his face, his mama shining, shining, shining. So there's certain Svarim stores that you go to in Meir Sharm. I'm not sure if anyone here knows what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about in Meir Sharm? It gets very, very narrow. And there's like a store there, like you could only walk like one person in at a time. My wife doesn't go in that store anymore, but I go in that store. So this is where I got this sefer. It's a beautiful, beautiful. So very short tirades from the Rebbe. And he says that the following two very beautiful ideas, just a couple nuggets to start us off. The pasuk says, V'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol, that Avram Avinu was standing in the front of his tent. So he says, what does it mean, ha'oil? What does oil stand for? Ol is Rosh Tevos, ha'shivinu avinu l'sorasecha. As Avraham Avinu, his main thing, his purpose of life was to bring monotheism, was to be able to bring God into the world. So it wasn't just about giving someone a good meal, that too. But his whole essence was to want to be able to bring people closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And he says that always also Rosh Tevos, Atar Yisrael Das, to be able to, for them to know Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't just in Torah, but also for them to have the Emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam. His whole life was fighting for people to be able to do tshuva. Even Anshei Sodom, Avraham Avinu was believing in those people. Avraham Avinu wasn't just a place where you could get food. It was a place where he spiritually wanted to be able to bring people closer to their bonus shom. Like you know the Gemara, I think it's the Gemara in Sota, where the guests come to Avraham Avinu's tent, and they say, Shkoyach. What does he say back? Don't say Shkoyach to me. Thank Hashem. And if they didn't thank Hashem, he said, time to pay up. Because it wasn't about himself. All he wanted to be able to bring closer, to bring Klal Yisrael, to bring the world closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. The second idea he quotes on the bottom, also a beautiful idea. Yukach na ma'ayim, v'rachatzu ragleichem. Right? He tells the angels, take a little bit of water, and you should wash off your legs. Before we get to this idea, beautiful idea. Yukach na ma'atmaim. Suddenly Avraham Avinu is getting cheap. He gives them tongue. He gives them the meat. Steaks. It's like you're going to a restaurant, going to a butcher's block. You to get four steaks. What do you want to drink? Abyssal water. No? What's abyssal water? A little water? So I saw from the Mefarshim, a sefer called Ol Aryeh. He quotes the Mefarshim. I'm not sure who, you know, sometimes people just quote the Mefarshim to say, oh, look at the, I didn't know who it was. The Mefarshim. He says that Rashi tells us that it was done through a shliach. But the water, right, he wasn't ready. Avraham Avinu, he was the one who got the meat prepared, and he was the one who got all the basar prepared. But the water, he didn't want to, either Yishmael or Eliezer, whatever it was, he didn't want to schlep. He didn't want the person to schlep. He had such sensitivity. So he didn't want the person to go schlepping from the well. So he says, Yulach ma'at mayim. Avraham Avinu wasn't stingy. The opposite, he was trying to be sensitive to the person who's going to get the water. Good, that's not what the Kol of the Rebbe says here. He picks up on the pasuk about why he specifically asked them to wash off their feet. And Rashi says, right? Avraham Avinu wanted to make sure there was no avodah zarah in his tent. You have a beautiful, beautiful open house, but at the end of the day, there's no avodah zarah in here. And he says that avak really just means dust, but he says avak means Rosh Tevis Oz Bris Kodesh. She'etzel ha'goyim heim shakuim b'taivus. Amongst the nations of the world, the shakua in desire and physical desires. Ha'hefech mi'os bris kodesh. Va'amar lehem sher chutzu v'mei hadas. So at the end of the day, they could be able to get into Avraham Avinu's tent. First, you had to go toivel the mikvah. You had to go toivel. What does toivel mean? It means you had to understand that it wasn't just, you're just not just coming in physically, spiritually, you had to be able to come in to know what you're coming into. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, I saw my Rebbe Sefer, the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, it's in the Beis Midrash. Beautiful, beautiful Sefer. So again by the Malachim, Perek Yuchet, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk says,
Right, he was standing next to them by the tree, and they were eating. So let's say it outside, and then we'll see it inside. He says a beautiful insight. He says, we said even last week from the Sfasemes, right? An Adam is called a Holech. Malachim are called Omdim, right? Malachim can't change. They can't go up and down. B'nai Adam, we're called Holechim. We're able to do mitzvahs, to be able to go up and to go down. But that's only good when you're amongst men. Avraham Avinu knew that these strangers, he knew that they were angels. He knew that they were Malachim. He didn't want to make them feel like he's quote-unquote better. So what does the Pasuk say? So beautiful. Pasuk says, "Who omed aleihem takas eitz." He didn't want to make his guests feel like he's better than them. So whatever this means, quote unquote, he made himself a little less like their status. And this is what the Kedushas Levi says: the essence of achnasas orchem is the essence of having guests is knowing how to make your guests feel comfortable. It's not saying 10 different Torahs, and not make able to make the 3 o'clock mincha, even though 3 o'clock mincha is good. I have a new shita now. In my home, my house, sometimes these Boca Raton meals go for a long time. 3 o'clock mincha, Baruch Hashem. My minhag is to daven mincha later, so it's 3 o'clock mincha, and there's 3 o'clock nap. So the people that have to go to 3 o'clock mincha, gevaldik, I go to 3 o'clock nap. Don't tell my wife on me, whatever. And it's very important, you have to know how to make your guests feel comfortable. It's mamish, that this is the yisod, and this is exactly what Avraham Avinu did, he's the king of chesed. Haklalhu, let's see it inside. Kimavur, shibala bayis. The person who owns someone's house and you're having your guests over, you can't make them feel like you're better than them. To be able to make sure that they're not becoming jealous of the owner of the house. A tzaddik is called a goer, a doer, a mover. Right, a malach is called an omid. They're not able to move. The malachim, he didn't want to make them jealous. His slabish atzmo, whatever that means, he was able to enclose himself. Exactly what the pasuk says, omed. And he made them feel comfortable. So I put this on my WhatsApp status, and my friend Rav Moshe from over here, he actually turned and he showed me the Ava Shalom, who's Yard site, the Kasav Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel of Kasav. He says the exact same idea. But he says it all differently. He says, "Yesh li dachtek the minig ha'olam who his yartzeit yudches." So his yartzeit is Shabbos. Shabbos. Yesh li dachtek the minig. You don't have it. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is a last minute addition. Yesh li dachtek the minig ha'olam who kishadam mazmin orchim o ocha imam o hodach lamakam amchevtzo. The minig of the world to be able to invite your guests over to meet to eat with them and this and that. Nimsa sheroy l'olam l'adam. It's important that at the end of the day, when you're having guests over, and especially this is probably very true, when we're having people who are not yet religious, or people who are just starting to experience Shabbos, it's important that you understand that when you're running a Shabbos meal, then to be able to lower yourself a little bit. Basically, the same idea of Kiddush Levi. That's the whole essence of what having guests is all about. Having guests is to understand your sensitivities, to understand what time to start, and a couple other Rosh Yeshiva like to say also what time to end. Right? I think Rabbi Berdinsky said this also. Part of Achnasas Orchim is not schlepping out the meal when you know Mirzov wants to go to 3 o'clock nap. It's the second week in a row that I'm putting out my Shabbos nap. It's very important. But at the end of the day, This is the whole Yisod. Beautiful, beautiful insight. Kiddush Levi and Ava Shalom. Moving on to Adin number 3. So Adin number 3, we jump back a little bit to the Yukach Namat Naim. I should have probably put this on page 2. You tell Rabbi Shabtai I went out of order. I apologize. So Rav Moshe picks up on this Yukach Namat Naim idea, and he says something. If you don't read it carefully, you would think that Rav Moshe is talking bad about Avraham Avinu, which is not the case. Chas v'shalom. Peish Rashi, Yukach Na, Aide Shliach. Right? He asks someone in his household, doesn't say who, a messenger to go get the water. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Shirim Lebanav Aide Shliach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shliach, because Aaron Rabbeinu used the Shliach, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to use the Shliach? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm also going to give a Shliach when it comes to Mashiach. So he says that at the end of the day, some people make mistake. We'll see it inside in a second. Some people make a mistake when it comes to Ben Adam HaChaveru. It's all about the result. So, but okay, the guy got the money, shkoyach, hatzlacha. The people standing outside collecting money, you give them $100, you give them $1, $5, whatever it is, it's about the result. What about how you do it? And how you act? And how you do it? That's the whole idea. It says in Moshe, that's the exact thing why people chas v'shalom could make a tain on Avraham Avinu. Hine anashim toim v'choshvim, third line down, page 3. Hine anashim toim v'choshvim, shuv mitzvah shuben adam l'chavero, hatachlis u'ayikur. Sometimes people will think that at the end of the day, the tachlis is, like the end result is the main thing by interpersonal relationships. It's just about the end. V'ein chalok imu osa ba'atzma lo'idei al-chem. It doesn't matter if he does it or if other chever does it. Just as long as it gets done. But says Rav Moshe, powerful. Aval eino kein, the etzem ha'pa'ulo hu gam kein mitzvah. The action itself, the way you do it, the manner you do it, the ability to with the smile. And it's not just, okay, my wife asked me to do the dishes, so I just get the dishes done. Sure, I would love to do the dishes. I'm trying to just myself, but the more you say it, right? Of course I want to hear about all the latest something that happened in your day. Of course. I hope she just listens to this. The action itself is also mitzvah. So here, this is where you get the trick we have to read it carefully. Zeh remez hakrav b'mash ha'nosan ha'ben bokar lahanar. La'asos mishum v'yimar la'asos oso. He says that's why he tells the nar to go quickly. Of course, Avraham Avinu had to have a reason why he did it through the shliach. Maybe from what we said before, because he didn't want to make him schlep. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar she'ein ze tam nachon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this wasn't right. V'ulai. Even if the Rabbanu Shom did agree with his reasoning, aval hare alulim hanoshim litos, says people might make the mistake. This is lifnei iver mamish. Maybe people might make the mistake that Avraham Avinu was shamach mas atzlus asay reshlech. Maybe he did it because he was lazy. So one of those lazy fathers or grandfathers. Of course, Avraham Avinu had the best intentions in mind, and of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that. Avraham Avinu had the best intentions in mind. But because maybe other people might make a mistake, because other people might make and say at the end of the day, this is Pashat Lifnei'iver, no? Because Lifnei'iver in a Machshava setting. Because other people might say, Avraham Avinu let his guest go through a shlech with water, so my guest can also go through a shlech with water. Even then, a person has to make sure that what they're learning from them, from a person, that it has to be so clear it's done in a sensitive way.
Maybe
he's sick from the Mila. Yeah, he's sick from the meal. So at the end of this, so why was he able to? Why he was able? So he able to get the behemoth, be able to get the water. Right here, right? The Ben got. Okay, no, 100%. At the end of the day, when I think about this Rav Moshe, it reminds me to the Chavetz Chaim from last week. Right, the Chavetz Chaim from last week. What was the Chavetz Chaim from last week? The Chavetz Chaim says by the war, right? By the end of the war, the Melech Sdom comes to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, "I'm not taking anything." I'm not taking anything from you. But he says, Biladai. But hey, but the chevra that I'm with, right, Eliezer, or the chevra, no, they can take. And the Chavetz Chaim had his whole Torah, right, we said. And when it comes to your Ben Adam L'Malkam, it's beautiful. But make sure your Ben Adam L'Malkam doesn't get in the way of your Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right, Avraham Avinu was saying, no, for me, I don't need anyone saying that I got rich off of you. But the chevra I'm with, the army, and he says that a person has to be very careful. That's why I told everyone here about my Rabbeinu Tam and Shabbos. That my wife's like, Rabbeinu Tam is beautiful for you, but I didn't sign up for that. I didn't see that in the Ksuba Taka. Don't worry, I asked the Shaila for everyone who's asking. Oh, you asked the Shaila. I asked the Shaila. Don't worry. At the end of the day, your Ben Adam Lamakum should not be affected by your Ben Adam Lachaveo should not be affected by your Ben Adam Lamakum.
I'm a little confused by the wording.
Yeah? Yeah, it's here. Yeah.
Right? And then he says, Aval Eno Kein, that's my Pulo, who Gam Kein Mitzvah.
Oh, so one of
the. The Tablis is the Iker. And not that there's no Indian in the Pulo in the action.
Yeah.
But it is also in the
action.
Yeah. The says, if money falls out of a person's pocket and the poor man finds it, so the guy gets the Mitzvah Tzedakah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of other different examples where we see
that the Tablis is the Iker.
The Iker really is the. outcome, not so much the pula. To say that it's gamken, I understand.
Beautiful.
But then to come back and like say that it's a mistake.
Beautiful, beautiful. No, I hear it. It's a good point. It's a good point. So I would say, well, myself, both of them are important. Can we let's
wish this?
Yeah.
The ikr
yeah.
is the tachlis.
Yeah.
What's the outcome?
Beautiful. Now I hear it. I hear it.
Depends on the mitzvah.
Depends on the mitzvah. Ooh. We're getting very lum this year. Very lum this year.
Who needs to buy clothing, needs to buy food.
Yeah.
So getting money to him is the ikr. But we learned yesterday, I think it was, that the Rambam points out that with regard to hachnasas orchim, the ikr is walking out with them. The ikr is not feeding. Because it's the being with them and showing care and concern for them, it's the pula, not that is what counts. So you have to look at each mitzvah and determine what the ratio is.
Okay, so the thing what you're saying though, regarding walking the person out, the idea is by doing that you're giving the person a particular feeling.
Correct.
That's called the tachlis of the mitzvah. So therefore, sometimes the ikr.
Getting to very long this year, I feel bad. Yeah.
But here, he's going out of his way, literally going out of his way to show concern for them. It's his action. It's his.
I agree with that. Not a lot of that. To say.
No, no, no.
The action is meeting the need of the guest. Therefore, it's
the topic. Sure. I appreciate everyone. Thank you so much. Maybe we'll make a ha'ara later. Actually, I was looking at the Beis Medrash. I don't know why. But the Rav Moshe there's a new sefer from Rav Moshe that came out in the past few years called Kol Ram. But for some reason, the Bereishit Shemos are not there. He has a whole Torah, and he says that the whole essence of Aram Avinu, he couldn't stand, even with his mamash's pain, he needed chesed. The Rabbeinu Shem saw that he needed it. And he has a whole idea. So if you want to, hopefully, Bez Hashem, someone will put it back there, or maybe it's there. But look inside the Koram. Moving on to idea number four, the Chiddush Sharim. The Chiddush Sharim was the grandfather of the Sfas, the first Ger Rebbe. So he finds, the Sarah finds out that she's about to have a baby. And the Pasuk is, Vatitzichok, Sarah. She laughs. Says the Chiddush Sharim. Kisara lo yada shemavticha mishlichas Hashem isparach. Right? How can it be that Sarah Imenu is laughing that she's about to have a child at 90? She's laughing. Says the Chiddush Sharim, she didn't know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach in a shliach. Rak shemivarchem derech bracha shayel banim. Right? Because what happens? She just thought that someone was passing by her home and someone said, "Oh, bracha v'atzlacha." It's like you go into Rav Chaim Kanevsky and say, "Bruha, bracha v'atzlacha." So you should have a child. So that's why she was laughing. She wasn't laughing because she didn't think the Rabbeinu Shem could give it to her. She was laughing because she just thought it was just like a stam bracha. It's about tzichaka. Zeh omar Hashem Yisparach. Ki tzorech ha'odem liyos batuach b'Hashem Yisparach. A Jew has to be very careful to be always trusting in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yisya'ish atzmo. V'lo yeshum davar rochel b'enav klal. Don't think that a stam person, right? But stam, even a stam b'nei adam, even a bracha from a stam b'nei adam could be able to do incredible things. Of course, Sarah Aminu knew that Baruch Hashem could go above and beyond. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying at the end of the day, Sarah, don't think that even by a shliach, to know that Baruch Hashem could do anything he wants. This reminds me actually of a beautiful Torah that says from the Eish Kodesh and from the Piyazetzner Rebbe. He says it all over the Sefer. A big Piyazetzner fan. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you, but Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach, the Meragim come back and they have everyone terrified out of their wits, the giants, the this, the that, and Kalev gets up and says those three words, right? Alo Nala, right? We could do it too. I don't know, we could do it, we got it, it's a Nike commercial, we could do it, says the Rebbe. Just imagine in the Warsaw Ghetto, the Rebbe's saying Alo Nala, how is that going to fix their fear? They're scared out of their minds. They've been in the Midbar. How is Alo Nala even a shash of an answer? And if you looked up Sukkim, they were like, totally don't even listen to Kalev. The Rebbe says something so beautiful. This is something that I try to live with every single day of my life. He's telling them, stop thinking with your rational seichel, with your logic. Everything has to make sense. The doctor says he has 3 months to live. That means he has 3 months to live. The Rabbonu Shalom doesn't have to zuck to the doctor. The doctor zucks to the Rabbonu Shalom.
What does Olo Nala mean? Olo Nala means if we want, the Ribbono Shel Olam can go Lamala Minateva right now. The Ribbono Shel Olam can go Lamala Minateva. And if we stop thinking in a Tevatic way, stop thinking that everything has to make sense, everything has to make sense rationally, logically, and at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu can bring the Yeshua. Olo Nala means stop thinking rationally. Right? He says in a different Torah on Shavuos, he says, we say in Shil Mal, Shil Malas Esayenai El Harim Me'an Yevo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Hashem Osei Shemaim V'aretz. Says the Rebbe, and he said this on Shavuos. Interesting why he said it on Shavuos. He says, Ezri Me'im Hashem Osei Shemaim V'aretz. What does Shemaim V'aretz have to do with Hashem's Yeshua? What does heaven and earth have to do with Hashem bringing the Yeshua? So he says something beautiful. He says, the same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Shemaim V'aretz with the snap of his fingers, the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu snapped his fingers and created Shemaim V'aretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the Yeshua can happen like that. Right? It's a very famous, that's like probably like the go-to parak of Tehillim. Esay Einai L'Hamani V'Azir, Ezumim Hashem, Osei Shemaim V'aretz, Osei Lashon Hove. Right? You want to bring the Yeshua? It could happen just like Shemaim V'aretz. It could happen like that. But it's got to be done with that emuna, that full bitachon. And if you don't believe me, in the world of the Chassidish Welt, look inside the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says the same thing by later on in the parsha. Hashem pokar asara, chavav alf. He says, "Hinei korim is the parsha azos b'Rosh Hashanah." We read this parsha specifically on Rosh Hashanah. Man sefer niflos Hashem sheimenu sara acharei belosa shahisa kvar bas tishim shana yaldabon. Right, she was already 90 years old. Umin hamaoira hazeh nishav tikva bitochem Hashem ki menelo yipale kol davar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, people might think at the end of the day, a 90-year-old lady, come on, 90-year-old lady can't have a child. Bein reishis sinim alay tzar mechovim aval sof hakava lavo lachrisenu yishaga kmo kin anurom etzam avino sheret feyo b'shvi al menusenu b'Hashem ulevasov karo b'shem nasi alokim av amon goyim. This is the end of the day. We read this specifically on Rosh Hashanah to know that we have to start thinking outside the box. Things don't make sense at the end of the day because they don't make sense. We have to live. The more we live l'malam in the teva, we understand with hashkach and pratis, we have emuna, then our reality changes. It's pasha. I'll give you a perfect example. I had the schus to be able to bring my friend to the school and Rebbe, schus in Aleinu. Just passed away last year, 2 years ago. Last year, right? My friend was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Pasha. He had a brain tumor. I said, my Rebbe said, let's go to the school honor, let's get a bracha. We went. This is, I'm not telling you my, I'm telling you what I saw with my own eyes. We waited in Yechidus for 3 hours. We finally got in. Rebbe put his hand on his head, told him to get a haircut, gave him a bracha, show him. Takes one more, they do one more MRI before the procedure. Gone. The tumor was pashut, not there. You don't believe me? I'll give you his number. You don't believe me? I'll give you his number. 2 years later, 2 years after that story, my friend got sick again. The doctors didn't know what was going on. I said, told my friend, we're going back to the Rebbe. The doctors didn't know. There's no tumors, nothing. Something else was going. He was not able to go to work. Nothing. We went back to the Rebbe. He couldn't even make it up the steps. You know, if everyone's been to the Rebbe's Beis Midrash, there were steps to be able to go, get up there in Borough Park. Couldn't make, me and his brother had to walk him up the steps. I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes. You're going to a mamash, a malach ish elokim mamash. Says in the same thing. I don't know what the deal with the haircut is. Haircut, puts his hand on his head. A few weeks later, right? 2-3 months, he was out of work. I don't know why it took me 2-3 months to be able to do it. 2 weeks later, he was back at work. Because when a person lives a malam in a teva, you're not talking to doctors. Doctors are important. I'm not here not to say, go to doctors, believe it. But at the end of the day, to realize that they're the shlicha from their bonushom. And to understand that your amunah has just the same amount of refuah and the refuah itself. You know, believe me, it's a puzzle in Megillas Esther. Vayhi omen es Hadassah. Right? That Mordechai brings up Hadassah. Right? He brings up Esther. Yechiel Michal Zlatchev, one of the early Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov, he says, omen is a lashon of amunah, is a lashon hamshacha. When a person has amunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that changes your reality. It changes your reality. When you decide to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam and have a little more faith, that changes what happens in your life. That changes your teva. It changes your reality. When you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into your life, and you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to say, I'll say one more example. My parents got married a little later than usual, could not have children. We went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. 1989. My grandfather was a Babav Rechasa before the war. And he was a regular guy after the war. I'm not sure how much Babav he kept in him, but there was still a lot of fire there. So they decided to go to the Rebbe. My father went to the Rebbe a lot also. My father and my grandfather went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave my grandfather $2. My grandfather said to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, with all due respect, I just want to ask you, you're giving everyone else one, why are you giving me two? So the Rebbe said, don't worry, it'll be good. Next year, 1990, me or my sister, my twin sister, and myself were born. No other kids in the family, Zehu. I know a family of five towns, $3, triplets. Lemaisa, I they have other kids in the family, it's not a competition. But when you believe in Emunah Sadiqim, and believe in the Rabbonu Shalom, at the end of the day, every doctor can tell you a million things, but Emunah and Bitachon will always win out. Just let Trisha review these five ideas, because I know Rabbi Sugarman will be here any minute. We start off from the Kalver. The Kalver Rebbe told us two things. Hu Yoshe Pesach HaOil. HaOil stands for Hashtevin Avinu L'Sur HaSechel. Oil doesn't just mean they brought him to his tent. His whole essence was to be able to bring people back to the Torah, back to the Rabbonu Shalom, which is Oaz Olshe Rosh Tevos for Ata Horeis L'Das, for them to be able to know the Rabbonu Shalom. Right, the Baal Tani even says that Das is a chibor, is a lesson of connection, not just to know, but to be right. Adam Yada Aschava, that he knew her, it was a connection. It was one. The second thing that he said, Yukach Nama and Mayim, he wanted to make sure that there's no Tivus coming into his house. That all that Avak is the Rosh Tivus Oispris Kodesh, to be able to make sure that the Kedush in his home wasn't tainted from the people coming in. The second idea we said from the Kedushas Levi and also the Avos Shom, as Yartzei is on Shabbos. He says, "Who Omed Aleim Tachas Eitz VaYochelu." What does it mean, Omed? It means that at the end of the day, he was a holich his entire life. He was a goer, he's a mover, but he wanted people to feel comfortable in his home. And what did he mean? What does that mean? It means he lowered himself to be an Omed to make sure that his guests felt comfortable. Make sure that his guests felt at the end of the day he could take another piece of chicken. They could go to the bathroom, or maybe even ask the Baal HaBayis himself. They could go at 3 o'clock taka and have a 4.5 hour meal. Zarish Moshe, Machlokes Achronim over here. What exactly Rav Moshe was saying? But I think what he's saying here is that Avraham Avinu, even though he had good intentions, it could be that other people might have thought that at the end of the day, what they could have thought, even though he had good intentions, the etzem ha'pu'ula, the way you do chesed, the way you do it, lemaisa, at the end of the day, is all. It's not just about the tachlis; it's also understanding the way and the way you perform. The fourth and fifth idea we said from the Chiddush Shirim, the Chavetz Chaim. The Chiddush Shirim was very careful to say Sarah did it. Sarah obviously believed in the Rabbonu Shalom. She obviously believed that the Rabbonu Shalom could bring Yeshuas. But she also had that she just thought that at the end of the day it was just a stam guy giving bracha v'atzlacha. But lo is yash atzmo, can never give up. Nothing's far from the Rabbonu Shalom. A doctor can tell you this. A doctor can tell you that. But the moon and mitachum will always win out. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. V'Hashem pokad asara. We dafka landed on Rosh Hashanah to know that it doesn't matter what happened the past year, whatever doctor, every doctor, or it doesn't look like this deal is going to go through, or that deal is going to go through, the Rabbonu Shem Amunah B'Tochel will always win out. And that's the Midas, and that's the Midas of Amunah B'Tochel we learn from Avram and Sarah, and that was the Torah we learned from Yevichil Michal Zlachev and from the Ish Kodesh. When a person lives on the Amunah B'Tochel, you're literally living in this world, but you're living above this world. We should be Zohar B'Ez Hashem to take these ideas of Mamash, of Tshuva, of being a Kodesh in our lives, to be able to make sure our guests feel comfortable, to be sensitive to them. Be careful that we always take the brachas of everyone that we go through in our lives. Be'ez Hashem to always have the koich of emunah and bitachon in our son. Which one?